Part 3. You will hear part of a radio program about the status of English as a world language and how it spread to America. For questions 18 to 22, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute in which to look at Part 3.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's programme. I have with me Beth Ford, who is going to continue the story of the status of English as a world language. Hello, and welcome to the show, Beth. Thank you for coming in today.
Hello, Adrian.
Let me recap on what has already been discussed in previous programmes. In the last decades of the 16th century, the number of mother tongue English speakers in the world is thought to have been between 5 and 7 million, almost all of them living within the British Isles. Between the end of the reign of Elizabeth I in 1588 and the beginning of the reign of Elizabeth II in 1952, this figure increased almost 50-fold to around 250 million. The majority, around 4/5, living outside the British Isles. Most of these people were, and continue to be, Americans. And it is in 16th century North America that we find a fresh dimension being added to the history of the language. My guest, Beth Ford,